came here because of the scandal that we heard about on RTE earlier in the week, and when one of our local councillors was named, and we're just very unhappy about what we saw and heard. And we've the other two councillors, one from Onan, one from Sligo, have already resigned from their party, but our councillor here seems to be standing strong on what he said and what happened.
Has it questioned your faith in the council as a whole?
Well, my faith in councillors and politics is pretty much gone at this stage, and has been for the last couple of years. None of them really can be trusted anymore, and that's as simple as it is. And RTE have just told us they had to go undercover to find this out for us, and there we are.
What do you think?
No, I'd agree with Michael. It's the same thing, because this rot's been going on a long time. And I was glad that RTE done it. And this thing here about the bigger fish, well, get the whole lot, get the small fish as well. And if these boys are guilty, it's the people that they answer, the people that are supposed to be trying to, that were elected by the people to represent them, that are this kind of behaviour. It's not on, it's not acceptable.
And did anything you saw in the RTE Investigates programme surprise you about politics in general?
It didn't surprise me, but I think we all know it happens. The thing that did surprise me was just actually seeing it in reality and seeing it happen. You know, there was other councillors who were contacted, but they refused to take part in it. So that's one of Councillor O'Donnell's excuses, that he thought he was being contacted as a businessman, first of all. But how come the other Donegal councillor, you know, refused to have anything to do with it?
You believe Councillor O'Donnell should resign also, do you?
Yeah, that's why we're here today.